Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Some of the best phone taps we've ever done is when we can get people to do something over the phone.
Yes. Yeah, those are always really fun for me to listen to, you know?
Something that's either awkward, cringy, or embarrassing, or hopefully all three at the same time.
Trifecta.
But it's even better if we can get them to do it while they're at work.
Oh, no.
Which is why today I call a lady while she's at the office, and I think after this phone call, she's going to be forever embarrassed. In a good way.
In a good way. That's always a good thing, Jeffrey.
But I just wonder what her coworkers must have been thinking when they heard it happening. You're going to hear it in the brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, this is Brock from Fitness. Is this Lori?
Oh, yes, speaking.
Hey, Lori, how's it going?
Oh, no, it's going great. How's it going with you?
It's going good. I'm just calling because we've been looking at membership activity in our system, and we noticed you haven't been in a few months. You doing okay?
I've been good. Just that it's weird, like, my work schedule changed, but, you know, not a big deal. I just haven't been able to get in there.
Well, you should totally swing by because we got this brand new Stairmaster. I just did it the other day, and my buns thank me for it.
Your buns have been thanking you.
Oh, yeah. They were smiling cheek to cheek.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, let's drop together and bust out 10 right now. What do you say?
Bust out 10.
Yeah.
Jumping jacks? What do you mean?
Jumping jacks, push-ups, crunches, whatever. I'll do them right now, you and me. Let's go, Lore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Like, the gym's been really slow lately. Not a lot of people have been coming in.
I'm in the middle of working, but thank you, and I will see you soon.
Okay, well,
I promise.
How about this? What if I gave you a month off of your membership fees? Because I need to be motivated right now.
A month off to do some exercising with you right now on the phone.
You don't even need to do anything. I just need the motivation. Yell at me, like, pump me up, get me going. Like, I need to feel inspired right now.
Oh.
Help me out, Lori, please.
Just hold on. Hold on one second. Let me go into another room.
All right.
All right. So, what was your name again?
Yo, it's Brock.
Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Brock, you are amazing.
Okay, hold on. Don't inspire me yet. I'm not in position. Let me get in a push-up position. Ready? Okay.
I didn't realize you were going to actually do something while I thought you just wanted words of encouragement.
All right, stop talking, and we're going to start doing in three, two. You got to be loud so I can hear you, too, because I'm putting the phone down.
Oh.
So three, two, one, go.
Okay, Brock, I want you to just push them out. Really, really pump up your arms. Keep your form. That's great form there.
Lori, Look, that's not working for me. Like, you're being too nice.
Oh, okay. You want me to be like a one of those like military spin instructors like that?
I get motivated by people cutting me down. By telling me that I'm not good enough. So if you want to like put me down or something, like call me a name, that would help me so much.
Well, I mean, I can't call you a name, but
sure you can. Lori, listen, I'm going to give you a free month off your gym membership. That's a lot of money. All I'm asking you to do is lay into me.
All right.
Motivate me to be a better Brock.
Okay, let's just do this. Let's just get this done. No more talking. Just get on the ground. If you don't have good form, I'm going to make you start over.
All right, that's it. Here we go.
Come on.
Three,
all right,
two,
Brock.
One, go!
One. I mean, you call that a push-up? Are you kidding me right now? And you work at a gym? Or are you a...
Yeah, that's it. Feel the mean, Lori.
Come on. Come on, harder.
I'm starting to slow down.
Are you kidding me? You are more jiggly than the jello in the fridge right now. I mean, I can't believe that you, like, your parents aren't ashamed of the fact that you, like, are so weak and you work in a gym.
Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa.
What?
What
no,
was that?
Don't stop. I said don't
well,
stop.
Hold on, Lori.
I want you to do 20. I want you to do 30.
I hear you. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Why are you coming at me like that?
You told me to go hard.
Well, yeah, that was a little harsh. You brought my parents into this?
I thought that's what you wanted.
You think I wanted to talk about my dad issues?
Oh my God. I'm really sorry. I don't care about the free month.
Look,
can
Lori.
Can we just, like, forget we even talked today?
I don't know if I can. That cuts to the core.
I'm embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed.
Okay. Well, good. I'm also embarrassed because this is a prank phone call and I'm not wearing any pants.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what?
No, I'm just kidding about that last part. My name's actually Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Your girlfriend Marissa set you up for a phone tap.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not from the gym, Lori. I'm sorry.
No. I am so sorry. I guess I lost control. I feel like I just ran like 20 miles. My heart's racing. I feel
that's actually better than going to the gym.
Oh my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.